The economics of cover crops. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Brittany Goodrich is the assistant professor in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She's worked extensively with cover crops, particularly the economics of having them in the ground.
Cover crops are obviously, they provide a lot of agronomic benefits, but one of the things that we kind of focused on in my work where I'm looking at almond pollination contracts. So we use 90% or more of the honeybee colonies in the U.S. for almond pollination every year, which means that we need colonies coming from all over the U.S. to come to California to pollinate those almonds. And so using these bee-friendly cover crops is a really good way to attract beekeepers. I've done some research that's shown that some beekeepers are actually willing to accept a discount if you plant a bee-friendly cover crop and it's blooming during almonds, when that's going to be really beneficial for their bee colonies.
Goodrich said cover crops can be a hassle sometimes,
but they do provide those agronomic benefits, and they can provide other benefits in terms of improving your pollination relationships or even sometimes giving you a discount on that pollination fee. So that's the other thing I would just kind of throw in there.
So consider cover crops this fall. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.